So that was it?
Yeah. I suppose it was.
What we saw? What happened to the city?
The fall of the 11-day Empire. If Lolita's capable of swallowing our empire, then
she's capable of anything. A couple of runaways in a stolen time ship. Not a great way to start a new life, is it?
Well, the 11-day Empire's in ruins, the faction's power base no longer exists, and we've all got one less unpredictable element to worry about. Now, I think I've established my loyalty to House Protocol, and the loyalty of my family, naturally. So let's get down to business. Shall we?
Faction Paradox Protocols, Volume 3, by Lawrence Miles.
Ancient tradition, as inadequate as it may sound, when told by this deplorable narrator, teaches us that when the Buddha found his great enlightenment, he did so by the simple act of sheltering beneath a tree, and in humble meditation seeing the world in its most radiant beauty. But this unworthy storyteller is sad to relate the Buddha passed from the world of flesh over 2,000 years ago, and this is an age in which lessons of philosophy are written in fire and blood as often as ink on the parchment. Yet even so, it is an age of enlightenment. In an age such as this, the noble gentlemen of the West are quick to take what they may from the lands of the East, making fashion of the most exquisite Oriental machines and the most esoteric of the Eastern teachings. In an age such as this, enlightenment is found in the delicacies of a clockwork and the most dignified pursuit of a gunpowder. For in the calendar of the West, this is the winter of the year 1762, and those who wish to learn of Nirvana would never dream of doing so beneath a mere tree. As this disreputable tale will demonstrate, one would find far more of interest in the courteous gatherings of English high society. For it is accepted as a holy truth that in the modern world, one can learn far more from the gaming table than from quiet contemplation. This is, after all, the age of reason.
Six of cups, 18.
If you've ever been to Venice at all, they see Signor Casanova's the absolute prince of wickedness. He says he can move one's soul from body to body just with a kiss. Although one assumes he only practices on women.
No, I'm afraid the Chancellor won't be joining us this evening. He has certain matters of state to attend.
21, Lady Wynne.
I'm sorry, you must be mistaken. I do not know any Mistress Calver. If you will excuse me, I have to speak
so
with
the poor old woman thinks she'll be born again as soon as he puts his lips on her. I mean, it's so sordid. Not like this at all. Although they say that under the Abbey building there's a... Oh, my glass is empty. Pardon me a moment, Your Grace. There should be a serving girl somewhere. Excuse me. I said excuse me. Oh!
My lady?
I'm so dreadfully sorry. I suppose we're fortunate the glass was empty, aren't we?
There's a servant in the anteroom hiding a bottle of Casarienda. You might want to try it.
Oh, that's quite all right. I saw a girl just now with the wine.
Mixed with cheap gin. You can tell by the colour. Some of the servants have been draining off the French white and selling it in the town.
Why, that's positively indecent. You've got a very good eye, mister.
Most of the servants are prostitutes. They tend to be practical about these things.
Prostitutes?
The owners of the Abbey have a certain arrangement with them. If you'll excuse me, my lady.
Sir, if I could delay you for a moment.
Of course.
You must be one of the Earl's friends, yes? You're not one of the Diabolists, I suppose?
I assure you, my lady, at this moment in time, my only interest is in the card table. However, I'm sure the Earl would tell you that he's hardly satanic.
Oh, my lord, you're spoiling the romance. These society balls can be so terribly dull. You've heard the stories about this place, haven't you?
Indeed. Then perhaps there'll be something suitably immoral to entertain us later on. My lady?
What an absolutely fascinating sense of fashion.
My lord.
Oh, damn.
I trust your soiree is going to plan.
It's not my soiree. I was told to arrange the invitations, that's all.
Unwise, I'm sure. Especially at a time like this. Speaking as a diplomat, to hold a ball while we have guests staying here.
Our guests are perfectly safe, thank you, dear.
I'm sure they are. It is hardly their safety that is the issue. Of course, speaking as a spy, I'm sure I should welcome this kind of gathering.
Daon, please. If someone hears you talking
about... I'm sure everybody is well aware of my reasons for being here. It's what we might call, what's your expression, an open secret. So far, I've heard more than a dozen of your ladies and gentlemen talking about me behind my back.
I don't think it's your Frenchness they're talking about.
Oh, your lordship!
Oh, my lady?
I must say, Lord Sandwich, it's a fascinating place you have here. It's so wonderfully corruptive. Does the whole abbey belong to you?
It belongs to, our order.
Oh, of course. That infamous little club of yours. Can I see the cave where the witch slit her own throat?
My lady, I assure you...
Oh, nothing... I know. It's all rumour and gossip, I'm sure. But please, don't disillusion me. A whisper in my ear told me that the King's First Minister himself would be here later in the evening.
I hardly think so.
That would certainly make things interesting.
Déon.
Oh, my lord. You've been a deficient host. You haven't even tried to introduce us. Who is this dashing gentleman? Wait. Did you say Déon?
My lady.
Monsieur Déon? The French diplomat?
The French spy, my lady. You'll excuse me. I have business elsewhere.
I... apologize, my lady. Monsieur is a good man, but he's a little unusual.
Oh, but such infamous company! Is it true what they say about him?
Why? What did they say?
Well, that he can masquerade as a woman for months on end. That he dressed himself as a lady of fashion and fooled the whole of the Russian court.
Oh. Well, you'd have to ask the Russians, of course.
Oh, and that's not all they say about him, if you take my meaning.
My lady, I assure you, Monsieur Déon is quite definitely a male of the species.
Well, one can't be surprised at the rumours. So many mysteries and secrets. How do you ever keep track?
The Order of St. Francis does tend to attract a certain type of person, it's true.
Oh, so I see.
I'm sorry?
Well, just look at the card table. Lord Newcastle seems to be having a run of bad luck against that scandalous young lady with the dark hair.
Oh, yeah. So he does.
And what about that gentleman? He certainly makes an impression.
What? Which gentleman?
Over there. With the quite outrageously simple cut of clothing. Another of your visitors?
I don't know.
I met him not 5 minutes ago. I don't believe he gave me his name. What exciting lives you must lead, my lord.
Yes. Yes, I suppose we must.
19. Oh. The mistress wins.
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Grace. It looks like I've cleaned you out again.
Good evening.
Hi. Sorry, do I know you?
No. And nor does anybody here seem to know you. Which is curious for someone with your obvious talent at the card table.
Yeah, well, I did probability theory at school, and everybody else around here still believes in luck.
Then I hope you don't mind if I challenge you, given that you seem to have established yourself as the mistress of the table, Miss...
Cousins. Eliza Cousins. You do what you like, as long as your money's good. I mean, personally, I don't give a toss about the money. This time next week, I'll be out of here. And hopefully I'll never have to see another guinea as long as I live. whatever a guinea is.
Out of here?
Out of where, exactly?
Don't worry about it. You wouldn't understand.
Perhaps not.
New match. If my lords and ladies would like to remove all wagers from the table.
A simple game of 21, is that right?
Where I come from, we just call it pontoon. But that's right, yeah.
Then perhaps we could make the game more interesting.
Ooh, you're not going to ask me to strip off, are you?
Not immediately. I was thinking of something more illuminating.
Go on.
These are the rules. Whenever either of us draws a king, the other player has the right to ask a favour. Whenever it's a queen, the player who drew it has to say the first thing that comes into his or her head. If it's a knave, the player who drew it owes the opponent a piece of advice.
When you say a favour...
Within the limits of polite society, naturally.
Fine. Is that all?
No. If one of us loses a round by drawing cards over 21, then the winner gets to ask the loser one question. The question has to be answered honestly and without any kind of hesitation.
So, we're gambling for information. Now, to me, that says you don't have any cash. Dealer.
First card.
Déon. Déon, where are you going?
Down to the cave. To keep an eye on your other guest.
She's staying out of sight. Please, Déon. People are talking about what's under the abbey already. If you suddenly vanish down there, they're going to ask questions.
They're already asking questions. Besides, I rather think everyone's attention is on the card table.
What? Oh, yes. Who is that man, anyway? I'm sure he wasn't on the list of invitations.
I should think not. He works for the service.
The service?
Your country's intelligence service.
You mean he's a spy? For the government? How do you know?
I believe the saying is, it takes one to know one.
Given yet?
Not after one card, no. Eight of Wands. The eight represents movement. Did you know that?
Says who?
In the tarot, it means speed, running.
Do you always do tarot with playing cards?
If they were just playing cards, there'd be hearts instead of cups, and spades instead of wands. Two of Discs.
And what does that mean?
Possibly that I'm at an advantage. Your play. Five of Wands. Disaster.
Tarot, or just in this game?
Possibly both. You know what I'd say if I were trying to read your fortune through these cards?
Yeah. You'd say something vague and impressive sounding.
Not exactly. I'd say you were running away from home.
Really? Seeing as you know I'm new around here, that isn't exactly a big step, is it?
Eight of Swords. Interference.
Yours or mine?
If you'll pardon the expression, I think your cards are already on the table. Eight of Wands, Five of Wands. Collapse, escape, cards for a refugee.
Dealer. Card.
Are you sure? 13's a dangerous number.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know how I'm sure?
No, tell me.
You're trying to distract me so that I'll draw another card. But you're doing it so badly that I'm obviously supposed to notice.
A bluff?
A double bluff. Crap.
King of Swords. 23. I win the round.
And you get to ask a question. Happy?
That depends on the answer.
Go ahead.
What happened to Mary Culver?
Who?
You're supposed to be honest.
I am. Who the hell's Mary Culver?
You don't know. Mary Culver. The best-known prostitute and the best-known witch of Medenham Abbey.
Never heard of her.
Then you don't know what goes on in the cave.
That's another question. I don't have to answer that.
It's a favour. You drew the king, remember? You're under no obligation to grant me the favour, of course, but if you didn't...
Then what?
I'd be immensely disappointed.
Okay. The answer is no. I don't know what they do in the cave. All I know is... Every now and then, Sandwich and his friends dress up like a bunch of monks and vanish downstairs for a couple of hours. But seeing as they dress the prostitutes up as nuns at the same time, I somehow don't think they're too serious about it, do you?
Rituals are always serious.
It's an excuse to dress up and frolic about with some charming 18th century wenches. I don't know what you mean by ritual, but it's not the way we used to do things in the faction.
Faction?
What? You want another favour now?
A Miss Cousins... I do believe you're trying to lead me along.
Next round. Ready?
What do you mean it takes one to know one? You said he was a spy, not a transvesti.
You shouldn't be so surprised, my lord. Your order is not as harmless as it was 10 years ago. You used to be able to do as you pleased, and the worst that could happen was you would shock a few of your London Puritans. Things are different now. Now your founder is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the King's First Minister
that
is a...
That wretched man is not one of us.
Even so, you have people close to the King, and the service is sworn to protect His Majesty above all else, like good little Anglicans, true?
Well now, three of wands.
Tragedy.
Really? I read it as virtue.
You've got 17 and I've got 20. Beat that.
I think I lose this round.
Well, you could draw another card and hope for the low numbers, but obviously...
If I lose, then I have to answer your question.
Yeah.
10 of cups. Satisfaction. How ironic.
Good. Let's start with the basics. Who are you?
Oh, you'll have to be a little more specific.
Then what do I call you?
Sabbath. It's as good a name as any.
That's a coincidence.
Really?
I used to have a godfather called Sabbath. Didn't look much like you, though. Wait a minute. You did that deliberately, didn't you?
Did what?
Drew an extra card. Even though you knew it'd just lose you the round.
You think I'm trying to give you information?
Maybe just what you want me to have.
That's the nature of the game. New round, dealer. 18th century wenches. That's what you said. Suggesting that you're familiar with another kind?
Maybe I just know a lot about wenches.
New round.
Queen of Wands. What's the first thing that comes into your head?
What?
Tell me now.
What do you mean?
How long have you worked for Faction Paradox?
Blood.
Blood?
The first thing that comes into my head, blood. Spread out on a big patch of snow in the middle of Portsmouth Docks. How do you know about Faction Paradox, anyway?
Let's just say my employers have had dealings with your people before.
That's not much help.
No. Free information never is.
They wouldn't dare. I mean, the service wouldn't try anything, would they? We're too well connected.
Under British law, I believe your order is technically illegal. Various moral codes, several counts of blasphemy.
For heaven's sake, we're not serious about that sort of thing. It's just a joke.
Oh. And what about our visitors? Are they a joke? I'll be in the cave, Lord Sandwich. Please feel free to alert me if there is any incident.
Government intelligence.
Another 20. Probability is on your side.
I'm sick of playing games. Let's just play the game instead.
Well put. Another draw, I think. Knave of Cups. My favourite card.
Ha! 22. Bust.
I owe you an answer, then. And a piece of advice.
I don't need your advice. I'll ask you a question, though. What's the name of this employer of yours? No hesitating. You said no hesitating.
Oh, I know.
What are you doing?
It seems I'm forfeiting the match. The stakes are yours.
Wait a minute. You can't just walk away.
I still owe you a piece of advice. So here it is. I'm not sure how much you know about this place, or how much you've been told about what goes on here. But you might ask your friend, the Earl of Sandwich, about Mary Culver. About the marks on the floor of the cave.
What?
That's all, Miss Carson, Eliza. I'm fairly confident that we'll be meeting again.
You know, he's got a great way of making you feel like you lost. Excuse me, all.
Excuse me. Oh, pardon me. Eliza! Mrs. Eliza!
Lord Sandwich!
Oh, no. I mean...
Your mysterious young lady hasn't even taken her winnings from the table. How terribly cavalier of her.
Yes, I'm sure. Please, if you'll excuse me, I have to...
Most intriguing.
My lady?
Oh! So, we meet again, my lord.
I'm hardly a lord, my lady. Tell me, did you happen to see where the Sieur Déon went?
Yes, Mrs. Eliza?
I like the garden.
Ah, yes. Dashwood designed it when he had this place built. It's not exactly delicate, but...
The rose bushes.
The rose bushes?
They've been planted in the shape of a giant cock.
Yes. I suppose they have. Very much in keeping with the nature of the order, I'm afraid. The power of the priapic influences and... Well... If there's something wrong...
Why are we here, Sandwich?
In the glass room?
Why are we here?
You said you needed sanctuary.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? You see, Justine brought us to this sanctuary because she said there were people here who'd know us. She said the faction's come this way before, and it looks like she was right.
That's how things are with the Order of St. Francis. Remarkable people are just attracted to the Abbey, I suppose. I remember, after I came back from the Turkish Empire...
And what do you know about it?
I'm sorry?
About the Order. You're not even part of the inner circle. You're just following orders, aren't you?
Mistress Eliza, I thank you to remember that in Mr. Dashwood's absence, I'm responsible for this estate. And while you're on his property...
And does he let you in on everything, your Mr. Dashwood? Your Mr. Chancellor? What about that slogan over your front door? Do as you wish. Isn't that the idea?
Just a joke. A way of irritating the moralists.
And what about that cave?
The cave?
Who was Mary Culver, Sandwich?
You have me at a disadvantage.
Let me tell you something. When we got to this sanctuary, we didn't know where we were supposed to be going. We didn't know about you and your order. Our ship turned up in Portsmouth, hovering in midair, 20 yards off the coast. Freezing cold night. Frost everywhere. Half the local population already tanked up to their eyeballs. A whole bunch of sailors sitting there on the shore, waiting for the French or the Spanish or anyone else they don't like the look of. And we turn up out of thin air like some bloody flying armada. You know what happened?
Justine said you'd had some trouble.
We had to fight. We slaughtered our way out of that harbour. Not Sontarans, not robots, not enemy agents, bystanders. They might have been my ancestors if this was a slightly different universe.
Surely an organisation like yours... should be used to a given amount of...
Bloodshed. Oh, yeah. But that was before. That was back when we joined up. That was when we were desperate and we didn't care and we didn't have anything better to do. Ever since the 11-day Empire got eaten. We're not just foot soldiers anymore, that's all. Now Justine's the one giving the orders and she's telling me to cut people to pieces whenever they get in my way. Which is why I'm asking you, Sandwich... What's really behind this? Why is your precious order so happy to let us stay here?
This wasn't what I thought it'd be like.
Meaning?
The way Dashwood always talked about the order. He never took it seriously. He never did anything bad, I'm sure. I mean, he's a bit of a monster, I know. Putting the prostitutes up like nuns. Keeping that great hairy ape in the basement and treating it like it's some kind of devil.
But it's changed now, hasn't it? It's not a joke anymore, is it?
I don't know. I really don't. Ever since our friends started getting into the government. And now you people.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Who was Mary Culver?
I can't tell you that. Liza! Mrs. Eliza, please!
Please what?
The classroom!
I can take people apart with my bare shadow, you understand that? Look at it, Sandwich, look at it!
Stop it!
Why? Why stop? I've killed people, remember? People, right here, right now.
I don't understand.
No, of course you don't.
Please! Where are you going?
Out for a walk.
I gave Dashwood my word. I said I'd make sure no harm came to you.
Well, I'm grateful.
I only mean you should stay inside the Abbey. What's wrong?
There's someone out here.
Pardon?
Can't you feel them?
Why would anybody...
I know you're there. You might as well show yourselves. Let me explain something. You might not believe this, but I'm armed and I'm dangerous. And if I hadn't been biologically modified, then it'd probably be my time of the month. So if you don't come out now, then I'm taking the bushes apart. And frankly, I'll probably enjoy the mindless damage. Clear?
They're Dashwood's bushes.
Shh! I'm going to start cutting now.
Advice?
Yeah, I know. To be honest with you, if I'd have known there were that many, I might have kept my mouth shut.
At least.
They're wearing masks. Guns.
It's all right. I'm a peer of the realm.
They don't look very impressed, do they? All right, let's do this the loud way.
Gunshots.
Monsieur?
Monsieur. Do I take it that you have been following me?
Of course. You know me?
I know you work for the service. You move like a spy.
Coming from you, sir, I'm sure that's a compliment. Although I'm afraid I don't have your degree of grace. This is the entrance to your secret cave, I presume?
There's nothing down here for you.
Oh, come now, sir. You know how well they train us. These days you can't be a spy without being a mystic. You studied under the Count Saint-Germain, isn't that true?
For a while. Until he began claiming that he was over 1,000 years old.
Not terribly convincing.
Certainly not. The previous week he'd only claimed to be 300. I found the lack of consistency annoying. More gunshots. Your people?
I'm afraid so. The service has had this establishment watched for some time.
Pardon, monsieur, but it does not sound like your friends are watching.
No. Something must have startled them. The service arcanum section isn't very subtle, I'm afraid. Ah.
If your people are prepared to draw arms, monsieur, then so am I.
I'm unarmed, monsieur. Besides which, I'm hardly going to take issue with a master swordsman like yourself, or a mistress swordswoman. And I'm afraid I already have numbers on my side.
An army?
My superiors were a little wary of coming here without a sizable force. I congratulate you, sir. You and your associates have quite a reputation.
These men work for the government.
I thought your friends were the government now.
Well, a few of them, yes, but... Eliza, you're killing them!
Only a couple. Be glad Justine isn't out here. You'd be up to your neck in severed heads. That didn't sound right, did it? Oh, no, you don't. Those masks they're wearing. What do they need to cover their faces for?
They're the service's special forces. Eliza, you have to listen... The Abbey.
There must be more of them. Come on.
But I...
Come on. Just once. Just once. I'd like to go somewhere where people aren't trying to kill everyone I know.
So, I am to be executed as a spy. Is that your intention?
Actually, my intention was to survey the Abbey and report on your guests. If it's any consolation, I apologize for all of this. I didn't want to involve the military at all.
Yet they seem to have given you the advantage, monsieur.
It's a poor man who has to back up his intentions with brute force. Sadly, they're following my superior's orders, not mine.
I see. You can't call off your dogs.
This is why I prefer to work alone.
I claim my rights as a citizen of France and an envoy of King Louis XV. I'm in this country to assist in negotiating a peace. By arresting me and insulting my associates, you are jeopardizing the treaty.
I know. This is a ridiculous strategy, I agree. But I think we've reached the point of no return.
You're quite right.
You must be Mistress Justine, a cousin, Justine. I was just coming to introduce myself.
The cave is off limits to you, sir. I'm afraid this is as far as I can let you go.
Justine!
I'm aware that you must be a capable woman, cousin. The weapons of your faction, the sombras que corta, am I right?
I'm sorry?
The shadows that cut. You know a great deal, sir.
A little. But just in this passage alone, there are 6 guns already aimed at your head. Forgive me, but I don't think even you could bring down these gentlemen before one of them pulls the trigger.
You're a tactician.
It's part of my training, yes.
Then I bow to your wisdom. However, there is an aspect of strategy that you've overlooked.
Which is?
One should never fight on the opponent's home territory.
The walls?
I suggest you leave now, Deon. This is a cave, sir. This is a place of shadows.
Yes, I see.
There will be order here.
Please, everybody listen to me. It's one misunderstanding. No! Please, this isn't my furniture.
Hey,
I think you'll find I'm in charge of the card table.
And I assume that you're in control of all this?
As I said, this is a place of shadows. Shadows and I have a certain affinity.
Evidently.
There. I believe I've made my point.
Half of them down, the other half running for their lives. I'm impressed. I assume I'm to be spared.
You say you have superiors. I think a message should be sent to them.
Of course. And what would you like me to report?
That the Order of St. Francis is just a group of dilettantes and wenches. That myself and my companion have been granted sanctuary here, but have no interest in involving ourselves in your politics.
And the rumours? The diabolism in the cave? The human sacrifice?
Rumours. The only sacrifices here were those made by your men. Please, I know the British government is aware of Faction Paradox. I'm sure King George won't wish to risk a war with the 11-day Empire. The war with France must be difficult enough.
And supposing I said that the 11-day Empire no longer exists? Yes, that's what I thought. The 8 and the 5 of swords.
I'm sorry, I don't think I understand you.
No home to call your own, and nothing left to do but wonder. Very well, Cousin Justine, I'll pass on your message. But I'll tell you this much. While the Order was just a group of harmless dabblers, the service would never have taken any notice. But while there's an alliance with people such as yourself...
There is no alliance. We're merely guests here.
So you say. Bet you'll have difficulty telling the rest of the Arcanum section that.
They're attacking the Abbey, I take it.
And the Abbey is not a place of shadows. Can you deal with them so easily?
Yes. I believe I can. Don't let me detain you, sir.
Sandwich! Sandwich, get down over here!
This is a nightmare. A living nightmare.
Yeah. They shot one of the violinists, you know.
That weapon of yours.
They're wise to it now. As soon as I break cover, they'll have my head off before I can use it. Right, I'm going to make a run for the glass room. Follow me if you feel like it.
Well, I suppose...
3, 2, 1! Ow! Bloody ow!
Eliza!
He shot me! The bastard shot me in... What on earth?
The window. There. Outside the window.
Lord Sandwich! Oh, Lord Sandwich! What's going on? I don't understand. Bit too exciting now, is it? That thing outside, coming out of the ground.
God. Oh,
really messing up the lawn. Your Mr. Dashwood's not going to be happy.
It's like a tentacle. Like some kind of octopus.
It's black. It's so black.
There's more of them.
I don't think shooting them is going to do any good.
What are they?
Ladies. Gentlemen. Good evening.
Justine.
What? Where?
Sounds like it's coming up from under the ground.
The cave.
I apologize to those of you who were invited here. This must be very distressing, I'm sure. However, my only complaint is with the masked gentlemen who seem to have invaded our privacy.
Now there's going to be trouble.
I'd like to request that these gentlemen remove themselves from the premises at once.
Creature. Some monstrous leviathan. Living under the earth.
The timeship.
What?
Justine hid our timeship in the cave. She must be telling it to reach up out of the ground.
Your transport. Some kind of monster.
It is now.
Gentlemen, please. Leave us in peace. I'm sure you'll agree. It's the only wise move.
Duck!
The tentacles!
Keep down! She's only going for the soldiers.
But she's taking the building apart!
Just get your head down, all right?
Interesting. Ah, my carriage awaits.
Server!
Good evening, sir. Not often we see you so close to the battlefield.
That monstrosity! What in the name of...
Faction Paradox!
Faction Paradox? Here? Now?
So it seems.
The court won't be pleased with everything else that's happening.
Come and see me tomorrow, once you've made your full report to the Star Chamber.
Of course. Naturally, it won't exactly be favourable.
What? What do you mean?
I could have infiltrated the cave. Instead, your Arcanum section started a riot and, for the most part, got themselves killed. Furthermore, the Order now believes we've declared war against its members, sir.
They had to be armed. The sort of things that might have been going on in there.
And do we intend taking any further action against the Order? I ask just so I know when to start digging the mass grave.
No. No, we've done enough harm. We'll try to cover our tracks.
That shouldn't be difficult. Except perhaps for the fact that the grounds are now littered with corpses wearing service insignia.
Tomorrow, Sabbath.
Naturally. Tomorrow.
Dear Lord. Dear, dear Lord.
I have found another one.
I beg your pardon?
Another one of the servicemen. I believe his neck was broken. So far, that's 8 servicemen dead, 1 guest, 1 musician, not to mention the wounded, Cousin Eliza amongst them, although she should be well enough by this evening. I did try and warn you, my lord.
Don't, please. I was told to have this gathering. I didn't have a choice.
Told by whom? By Dashwood?
We were supposed to make a statement. To show society that the Order was still going strong. It was political.
You have made an enemy of your service and your king. I certainly call that political.
You saw it. The thing. Coming out of the ground.
Oh, yes. Cousin Justine's miraculous carriage.
Dear God, Daniel. What have we allied ourselves with?
Faction paradox. And now the royal court must know it.
The king? You really think he knows about...
An organization like the Faction cannot pass through the world without being noticed. Britain made a deal with Faction Paradox once before, Isaac. A state secret, of course. The court officially regards the Faction as a foreign power, which means Justine and Eliza are agents of a foreign power.
You mean the court's going to treat them as spies?
Then we'll have to be introduced.
What?
It's customary, I believe, for foreign dignitaries to introduce themselves at court.
True. At one of the king's levees, St. James's Palace. In general, only men are permitted to attend. But in the case of an ambassador...
You can't be serious. The king's a traditionalist. He'll never let a woman even set foot in the room.
Tradition has its limits. Gender's such an imprecise quality these days.
So I'd noticed.
These are changing times. And the court recognizes it. Even Russia has an empress now. And people say she is a witch as well.
I agree. The king's aware of our existence. We may as well make our presence known.
Do you know what you're saying? You killed government servicemen.
Whose existence is an official secret, even under normal circumstances. And these are not normal circumstances.
And what about our friends in the government? What are they going to make of this? I'm supposed to be the new ambassador to Spain next year. How am I going to present myself if you...
I believe the decision has to be mine, my lord. I'd best prepare for the journey to London. It's strange. I was taught the history of this century long before I joined Faction Paradox. This was never quite the way I imagined it.
I stand before the door of the temple and ask to be...
Come in, Sabbath. I suppose there'd be no use in asking you to join the litany.
I don't think I'm a worthy penitent. Do you, sir?
No serviceman can neglect his duty to God. Don't be flippant. Supposing I mentioned the supplication of the Anakim, would that mean anything to you?
It's a ceremonial rite. I've heard of it.
What do you know?
Not much. I know its earliest suspected use was in pre-Christian Ethiopia. I know it was a major influence on the 17th century Enochian movements and quite possibly on the spirit religions in the French West Indies. I know it's a piece of ritual summoning that nobody seriously expects to work, although it does have elements in common with the techniques we know to be used by Faction Paradox. Why? Is it important?
Look. Look at this.
piece of glass?
It belonged to the Earl of Sandwich. We recovered it from the Abbey at Medenham.
A broken piece of glass recovered?
Sandwich kept it in a box in the Abbey's repository. A locked box.
You mean one of your men stole the box in the confusion and you found this inside?
There's blood along one edge.
Yes, and the supplication of the Anakim demands that the supplicant cuts his or her own throat open with a piece of glass that's been baptized in four specific elements. Isn't that right?
You know what the ritual does.
In theory, it opens up the body and allows the victim to become a vessel for certain outside influences.
It's nonsense, of course.
Of course. Anybody who practices complicated occult rituals must be deluded. Incidentally, sir, how is your career as a Freemason doing?
You're trying my patience, Sabbath. The point is, we know that the Order of St. Francis has been practicing this kind of rite ever since it was founded, but we don't think they ever expected the rituals to work.
Except that now faction paradox is involved, and whatever the faction really is, occult ceremonies tend to have surprising results when its agents are in the vicinity.
Also, there are other factors.
You mean the King's new allies?
There's such a thing as knowing too much, Sabbath. What have you heard?
Only rumours?
Not from the public.
Of course not. The public's mind is on other things.
Such as?
The war, the birth of the prince, the king's own personal problems.
Personal problems?
Oh, you know, the mood of the nation, sir. They say the king's little more than a naive boy, being controlled by his wicked and debauched first minister. The usual tittle-tattle.
Sabbath, please remember, as long as we're in this room, I'm your superior in the service. While I'm wearing this mask, I am not the King's First Minister, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't try to goad me.
Of course. Sir.
These are your instructions. Find out what the Order knows about the supplication ritual. Find out if it relates to these faction paradox people. Find out if it's got anything to do with what happened at Portsmouth. What are you doing with that?
You don't mind if I take the glass with me? You never know when it might be useful.
Do what you like with it. It's only a piece of glass. Just get results.
And would you like me to track Cousin Justine?
I'll deal with that myself. It seems she's ready to come out into the open. But I don't think that... excuse me.
Pardon me, my lord. The lady has arrived.
Oh, yes, of course. Madam, you are, I assume, Miss Justine?
I am. And do I have the honour of addressing the leader of His Majesty's government?
Yes, yes you do. Thank you, Crowden. You can start to clear the hall now.
Yes, madam.
I won't lie to you, madam. I don't pretend to understand where you people come from, and I admit to a certain uneasiness about your presence. But there is a treaty of acceptance between your state and ours. I hope we understand each other.
Perfectly. And how, may I ask, does His Majesty feel about us?
His Majesty is somewhat eccentric.
I see.
He has no patience with things he doesn't understand. He has a tendency to ignore what isn't convenient to his way of thinking.
I assure you, it's quite natural to feel uneasy. Perhaps it's better that His Majesty makes no effort to understand us. I wouldn't want to put the sovereign's sanity at risk.
I'd thank you to remember that we are speaking of King George III. I hardly think anyone could call him mad.
Boot! Where is the blessed man?
Your Majesty.
Where is she? Bring her on. Bring her on.
Your Majesty, I'm honoured.
Good day, my dear. Very well. So you're the girl from Faction Paradox who's been causing all the fuss, is that right?
Your Majesty.
Huh?
Do you think it's wise to say, that is, with so many people still
here? Oh, nonsense! Why, my old grandfather did business with these Faction Paradox people back in, when was it again?
10 years ago.
10 years ago, yes. When you and I were both children, eh, Ambassadress?
Business, Your Majesty?
Yes, yes. I believe you people wanted to buy 11 days, was it? 11 days out of our calendar. Purely ceremonial, I'm sure. Personally, I don't hold with the sort of thing you heathen types do, but business is business, isn't that so? And you have helped us with the war effort.
Your Majesty, the Ambassadress is only here to announce herself after that incident at Medenham Abbey.
Oh, that! Just a misunderstanding, I was told. Nothing to worry about now. You people know how to look after yourselves, don't you?
Your Majesty knows us well.
Well, I remember. I remember when I was a boy. Such a demonstration you put on for us. Of course, we won't be needing the help of you faction people anymore. Not the way we did 10 years ago. Not with the new help we're getting.
Your Majesty. Matters of state, Madam Ambassadress.
Of course. Then, if Your Majesty is satisfied, then perhaps I might take my leave.
Eh? Oh, yes. Granted. No! Wait.
Majesty?
It just occurred to me, the demonstration I saw, the man's shadow had 6 arms and they all had
Your
swords.
Your Majesty.
Oh, quiet boot! It occurs to me, would you consider giving us a similar demonstration, Ambassadress?
Of course. Although I can't promise 6 arms, I'm afraid.
Boot, I have a splendid idea. We should show the Ambassadress the automaton.
Majesty, surely.
Automaton?
I'm sure you'd find it interesting. Of course, one doesn't generally approve of fighting within the palace walls.
Fighting?
But it would only be a demonstration, after all. A
bit like Trooping of the Colour, I suppose.
Your Majesty. Although I'm sure I'd be happy to give you any demonstration you might desire.
Excellent!
Bring out the machine!
Aha! There you see! Boot! It comes when it's called!
Dear God!
Ambassador! Now you've hardly had a Christian upbringing. Language like that should not be used in this court.
A homunculus?
Homunculus, yes. That's exactly what it is. Boot here calls it an automaton, of course, don't you?
It's simply a machine.
Yes, yes. But I do have the greatest admiration for good machinery.
It shouldn't be here.
Well, of course it should. It was a gift.
A gift?
Yes, that's right. Why don't you tell her, eh?
His illustrious majesty does this worthless machine a great honour by introducing him to such exalted company.
Talks.
My lady has most enviable perception. I am the humble servant of the munificent army of Peking. I have the inestimable privilege of serving this highest of courts.
A Chinese mannequin.
His Majesty has new allies.
I can believe it.
Now, my little Peking soldier, your arm, I trust.
My sword, as my life, is bound to the instruction of your most celebrated majesty.
Please, is this really a place for armed combat?
Chivalry, Boot, it's chivalry. We're in the new heroic age. New heroic fighters and new heroic tournaments. That's what we need. Think of this as an experiment, if you like. Putting the new machinery through its paces. And as for you, soldier, you won't hurt the ambassadress, will you?
I assure you, the machine may be as rough as it lies.
Splendid!
Soldier!
You see the ambassadress? Then I'd appreciate if you'd attack her.
Majesty!
It's all quite scientific.
It would be an honour to dispatch her noble self for your majesty's regal desire.
Dispatch?
To quote my lady's most radiant words, the machine may be as rough as it likes.
Majesty,
the lady is advised not to move. A clean cut will be less painful to her incomparable person. Deference to the lady's position. I fear her attempts to escape are misguided.
Very well.
Warrior of most exceptional breeding. It is to my shame that I am the superior fighting machine. Happily, I must concede that I have been wounded. I joyously add that the damage is worse than I must congratulate her most fragrant person for.
Have approved myself, Your Majesty.
Of course, of course. You're to be congratulated, my dear. An excellent show.
But the machine.
Oh, well worth the sacrifice for the display. Besides, no more where that came from.
Paul's Cathedral. Doesn't change much, does it? I got dragged to see this place when I was a kid.
A kid?
So, why are we here?
It seemed appropriate. The cathedral's a site of great importance to us. Wren, the architect...
had certain interests in common with your order.
He believed that architecture aimed at eternity. And if I may say so, eternity has always been a subject of interest.
My lord, some of us do have other engagements.
Espionage, for example, as you say.
Believe me, Dale, I didn't call you all here for the sake of amusement.
And I thought your entire order was dedicated to the idea of amusement. Then why are we here?
I know you all wondered why a soiree was held at the Abbey at a time like this. I know you all feel it was unwise, given the presence of you cousins.
I assumed it was a form of ritual, a binding of your order and our faction.
I suppose so.
I take it the orders came from your Mr. Dashwood.
Well, the fact is, old Dashwood's a bit tied up at the moment. What with his duties as Chancellor and all...
Then you'd like us to meet the true head of the order?
No, I wouldn't say that, exactly.
Which is why you've called us here, to this rendezvous.
Please, just follow me.
Sabbath!
Good afternoon, sir. See, you brought some of your friends with you.
You were summoned to the Star Chamber an hour ago.
I know.
What in the name of God are you doing?
I'm not sure yet. I think it's a form of meditation.
All that blood...
Oh, don't worry, it's my own. Did you want something, sir?
The King. There's something wrong with him.
That's the general mood of the nation, yes.
I'm serious, Sabbath. Do you know what His Majesty did this morning?
No.
He ordered a fight. A duel in the middle of one of his levees.
A fight? Between whom?
That's not the issue. The point is, he's becoming unstable.
You mean you can't control him?
Sabbath.
I apologize. You mean his First Minister can't control him?
If you think I'm going to let you...
Why are you telling me what's really going on at St. James's?
There's a new weapon. A new form of military machine. It's being tested.
At St. James's? Wouldn't an army barracks be a better place?
Yours is not to question. Why, Sabbath? Good God. Your arm.
I know. Excuse me one moment. I'm in the process of making another incision.
Those markings. How many times have you cut yourself, man?
8, so far. Every cut deeper than the last. It's all quite methodical, I assure you.
The glass? You're cutting yourself with that piece of glass, aren't you? You don't seriously believe that...
You saw what happened at Medenham, sir. You saw the entity Cousin Justine had at her disposal. From what we know of Faction Paradox, their ritual can call up all manner of presences like that.
You think you can perform these rituals?
I'm not sure. The glass was definitely used to summon something. Whenever I draw blood with it, I can feel them, the presences, trying to communicate, using my flesh as a medium.
Good God, man, you've got to stop. You can't summon one of those things here.
I thought you said it was nonsense. Besides which, I'm not likely to summon one in its entirety. I'd probably have to half kill myself. But it's a fascinating process. Feeling them try to make contact with my body. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Did you have new orders for me, sir?
Just be ready, Sabbath. Events are moving too quickly for my liking. Be ready the next time I call you.
Of course.
We're heading for the Whispering Gallery.
You know this cathedral?
The gallery is its best-known feature, I believe. The gullible claim it has spiritual properties, that anyone who speaks there has a part of their essence trapped by the architecture.
Wren was a little ambitious in his designs. Please, ladies and gentlemen.
Apprécié.
Behind this curtain is the individual to whom you're answerable, as long as you're under the protection of the order. I'd ask that you show a certain respect. And I'd ask that when you...
Let's not overplay this, all right?
Oh, hi.
You must be Eliza.
I was wondering where you'd got to.
Sorry, it's just after all that build-up, I was expecting someone a bit more impressive.
Why? Aren't I interesting enough for
you? Excuse us, but I feel we should at least be introduced.
Ladies, please, if you show some respect...
It's all right, Sandridge. If you want to give me a name, you can call me Mary. Does that make things easier?
Mary?
Is that a problem?
Excuse me, my lady, but one can't help noticing the sash at your neck.
Let's just say it's covering up some nasty scar tissue.
You're Mary Culver. You're the one who slit her own throat.
Personally, I'd say I'm slightly more than that now, but it'll do for the time being.
And are we supposed to trust you?
Well, let me put it like this. I know you're carrying the shadow of Grandfather Paradox. I know that you and Eliza are the only ones who got away from the 11-day Empire before it got eaten. And I know you're running from the homeworld because you secretly don't think you belong there, even though you're the last representative of your house who really means anything. Also, I know things you don't know.
Such as?
I know that back on the homeworld, the great houses are pretty much at each other's throats. And House Lolita's gaining influence so fast that soon it'll run the whole spiral politic. I know that 18th century Earth is going to be the battlefield where the last stand against House Lolita's going to be made, and I know that if you're not careful, then one of these days you're going to get yourself killed by someone else who thinks they're carrying the legacy of the faction. Is that enough for you?
Can't deny it. She's a scary one.
And might I ask you how you know all of this, m'lady?
Because when Mary Culver opened herself up to the outside universe, you got lucky. Someone who's on your side got let in. And that's me. Now, do you want me to explain everything or not?
Well, I can see you ladies have a lot to talk about. Would you like me to step outside for a moment?
My most sublime lord.
I thought you were asleep.
I beg the forgiveness of my lord, the Earl of Boot. I regret to say that I have not yet been deactivated.
Your brother took a beating upstairs. I don't think he'll be fighting again.
With my majestic lord's permission, my worthless brother the dog was not the greatest of fighters. My majestic lord should not concern himself with such a thing.
Dog? What dog?
Ah, there you are. Quite a display we had this morning, wasn't it?
With respect, Your Majesty, I'd have to ask whether such a spectacle is fitting for the...
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. I mean to say, if two gentlemen were fighting, then it'd be disgraceful, wouldn't it? But a foreigner and a machine? Well, now, that's...
Your Eminent Majesty does our kind a great service by regarding us as less than human.
Precisely. And there are plenty more where you came from, eh? Plenty enough for the grand procession.
Your Majesty, I wanted to speak to you on that matter. Are you sure it's wise to display the new army in quite that fashion? It could give a tactical advantage to the enemies of Britain.
Not at all, old friend, not at all. Once the French see these, they'll run a mile, won't they? Oh, this should really put England... This should really put Britain at the forefront of military achievement. Well, let's not dilly-dally, let's inspect the troops, shall we? I'm going to have to face Parliament soon. We can't spend all day down here.
If Your Majesty will follow this most irrelevant artifice.
Astonishing. Quite astonishing. Makes you wonder how those Chinese do it.
Galvanic electricity, I should imagine. Your Majesty, we may be moving to...
Galvani, you say?
Galvani, the Italian. He claims he can use electricity to make dead frogs dance.
Now, why on earth would he want to do a thing like that?
Your Majesty, please listen.
His Majesty's army awaits his benevolent inspection.
Ah! Look at them, Boots! Just look at them! Make those little steam toys of mine look positively old-fashioned. 300 clockwork warriors! Aren't they magnificent, Boots?
Your Majesty, excuse me, I have business elsewhere.
Well, see if I understand you. You're an agent of the great houses, is that correct?
Call me a neutral party.
I'm not sure I follow. You claim to represent some unknown power.
Please, Dayon, this is hardly your concern. And you've been following events on the homeworld?
Somebody has to. After Lolita swallowed your empire, everyone was falling over themselves to make alliances with her. Now House Lolita's got the homeworld covered, it's starting to expand its influence, taking control of all the backwaters where the major powers have already put down roots.
You mean like here?
Obviously. Faction Paradox contaminated this part of the spiral politic 10 years ago. No offence.
Then this House of Lolita, it is planning an invasion of Britain?
Of 1762, via Britain.
And the machine I saw this morning? The King's automaton?
A present from the great houses, over 3,000 years out of its own time. Lolita's followers are planning to get this whole period on her side with presents like that. The same way Faction Paradox got the last King's favour by buying the 11-day Empire. Presumably House Lolita's got an agent at the Royal Court.
The Earl of Boot.
I'm sorry?
If you are prepared to listen to a lowly spy. The Earl of Boot has been the acting head of the service ever since the King took the throne. His behaviour has become more erratic ever since. The service's headquarters are well known. Another of your open secrets.
And we're supposed to stop him. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Of course that's what I'm saying. That's why I came here.
To give me a warning? How very philanthropic of you, my lady.
Oh, give me credit, please. I don't want you to trust me. I just want you to face facts. You can't do anything unless someone breaks House Lolita's power. And frankly, I've got an even bigger reason to hate her than you have. So I'm here to give you all a briefing in advance. Are you with me so far?
Excuse me, I think you are forgetting. My loyalties lie with France. I know nothing of these houses.
I know. I didn't believe it at first either.
You misunderstand. I acknowledge that you, that all of you, represent powers which I have only a limited knowledge. I was in Russia for long enough to see the Aretici bring one of their number back from the dead. As an agent of the French court, I am well aware of the creatures that hunt our soldiers in the West Indies. I am prepared to accept that there are greater schemes in the world than ours. However, I don't see how I am involved.
Really? You were sent to this country to help with the peace negotiations. You were ordered to compromise anybody who threatened France's interests. Don't deny it.
I wouldn't attempt to, but my lady...
Every power that exists now, British, French, Spanish, it doesn't matter. Every power that is on this planet is going to be compromised if House Lolita gets away with the takeover.
Very well. It seems we've all been conscripted in this war of yours.
This isn't war, this is just resistance.
What, so we go after the head of the whole British spy network just because some dead whore in a scarf tells us to? No offence.
None taken.
It's all right, Eliza. For now, I think we can assume that Mistress Mary is telling the truth.
Obviously.
But I'd like to know one more thing.
Go on.
Precisely what are you? I still don't see why a supposedly neutral party would take such an interest in these affairs. Even if you do have a grudge to bear against House Lolita.
You mean, why do I care? Well, it's out of... compassion.
Right. That's good and vague.
Sabbath? Sabbath, where are you, man? Sabbath, don't you try to hide from me or I'll show you what... Sabbath?
Sir. Nice of you to visit me again. I see it's just you and the wig this time.
God, what have you done to your hair?
Shaved most of it off. It seemed to be getting between me and the higher powers. But to be frank, that's hardly a rational belief, is it? Still, call it a moment of madness.
In the name of Jesus, man, your arms are covered
yes,
in...
Yes, the glass, I'm afraid.
You cut yourself open.
I thought I could rein it in, and in all honesty, I can. Up to a point. I'm not letting the... Well, let's call it a presence. I'm not letting the presence take absolute control of me. But it's having an effect. I can't deny that.
You're possessed.
Interesting idea. Myself, I take the materialistic view. My interior seems to have reconfigured. That's certainly true. I only wonder whether Mary Calver experienced the same thing.
Something's inside you. Well,
from the glass.
I like to think of it as a reconstruction. I feel as if I have a mission to complete. It seems to go beyond my duty to the service. Not what I expected at all.
For heaven's sake, Sabbath, we need you. The king is...
The king's an irrelevance. At least that's what I'm being told.
Told?
By the presence. That seems. A fugitive, is that it? Something about great houses, great bloodlines, searching for a fugitive, the one who bears the spirit. Shadow. The shadow of the grandfather. Interesting.
Sabbath, listen to me. I don't know what kind of creatures you think you're consorting with, but I can tell
you... It's no good, sir. I think it'd be a good idea to follow the presence's instructions, don't you? I have to hunt down the fugitive. Kill her if necessary, or at least bring her to justice.
Kill somebody? Because this voice in your head tells you to?
This is our first communication with these great houses. If we go along with their wishes, I'm sure we'll learn a great deal. Don't you agree?
Sabbath, you're insane. Where do you think you're going, man?
To find and deal with Cousin Justine. Well, of course. Now it all makes sense.
Sabbath! Sabbath!
Volume 3 of the Faction Paradox Protocols starred Suzanne Proctor as Cousin Justine, Saul Jaffe as Sabbath, and Emma Kilby as Cousin Eliza. It featured Eric McLennan as King George III, Mark Gregg as the Earl of Bute, Michael Chance as Lord Sandwich, Joe Castleton as the Sieur Deon, Jackie Scarvellis as Mistress Culver, and Linda Bartram as the Lady. Post-production and music were by Nigel Fairs, and the producer was Bill Baggs.
You know what people are saying about you, don't you?
They're saying you got yourself out of hell.
I regret that it is my miserable duty to end my lady's life at the nearest opportunity.
God preserve us. Sabbath, what have you conjured up?
The great houses, here.
As if things weren't irritating enough already. Sandwich, have you got your pistol?
You did say I'd need it.
You will. It might keep you alive a few seconds longer.
As I understand it, you're to be brought to trial.
Not on Earth.
They're coming after us, aren't they?
Well, they're certainly coming after Justine.
Then this is what 50 years of fighting has done. Turned the great houses into houses full of beasts.
Gods aren't supposed to get involved with mortals, it's in the rules.
Then you are claiming to be a god now?
Second cousin, once removed.
The Faction Paradox Protocols, Volume 4, In the Year of the Cat.
You're Lolita, current head of House Lolita.
I'm busy. Put me back where I was or I'll rip your arms off.